All right, we're back as we get set for the third quarter of action. Blackfoot back on the field and ready to go, as you would expect with a team that's up 33-0. Bulldogs now just getting onto the field as they'll add the requisite 3 minutes, I would imagine, to the clock. Actually, they're saying four. Oh, they're really generous up here. Nope, there they go, three. And they'll roll that, and we'll have that extra time for the Bulldogs to get loose as we get set for the third quarter of action. As Sandpoint will have to give the ball up unless they decide to go onside or something here at the start of the third. And it was all Blackfoot in that first half as the Bulldogs were only able to garner six first downs in the first half and not able to punch it in. And the two times that they had it deep into Blackfoot territory, and Blackfoot only once were they not able to find the end zone of their possessions, and they were stopped inside the 10, and then the Bulldogs couldn't advance it very far and had to kick it away, and they got a touchdown in the final seconds of the half anyway. So it is a 33-0 halftime lead for the Blackfoot Broncos, and it would be interesting to hear what Coach Knowles had to say to his squad at halftime, because you have to imagine there are a bunch of disappointed Bulldogs over there who really thought, I think, that they could compete in this game. And Blackfoot has been pretty good. Their defense, I was talking to some of the locals at halftime, and they said that, you know, the defense has kind of been their calling. They've had a very stout defense all year long. And, you know, their quarterback has really progressed after the injury from one of their top running backs, who was not able to play because of a busted up wrist. But Blackfoot has not missed him, not missed a beat, as they are 8-1 and well on their way to a 9-1 record and advancing into the second round of the playoffs. Some of the locals talking as well that if they play next week, they need to schedule it in the Dome. They would, of course, be referring to the Dome at Pocatello because it's not very warm out there right now, as the temperature is really starting to drop. And we should be, before this game is out, well into the mid-20s. Current temperature is right at 33, so just about to drop below freezing. And you can see why there are so many heaters in the stands, propane heaters, as folks are trying to stay warm. And in the booth, there's some heaters in here as well, which is keeping the temperature a tad warmer than 34. I feel for the Bulldog fans across the way as they are sitting out in the stands watching their Bulldogs try and get jacked up for this second half and really get going. It is unfortunate that the two big road games of the year so far for the Bulldogs, the game at Moscow and the game here, Bulldogs really haven't seemed to have a ton of enthusiasm early, fell out down pretty big in both of those. Bulldogs were able to fight back and make it interesting for a while against Moscow. Let's see if they can do the same here tonight. But the first thing they're going to have to do is stop Blackfoot, because that's something they have not been able to do in this game, really, is stop Blackfoot. And more specifically, number 8, Reese Robinson, the receiver, has really given the Bulldogs fits, as has Dragan Robinson, the running back. They have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 Robinsons out there? So it's a Robinson-Caruso here for Blackfoot, as they are, they've been pretty good. So the Bulldogs get set to kick off for the first time tonight. Dylan Peterson, and they'll send Reese Robinson back deep to receive this kick, as the Bulldogs are set to go. So we've got the third quarter just about ready to get started. Glad you're along with us on KSBT and Rock 103 with Blackfoot leading it big here as the second half gets underway. Kick comes, and it's taken and going to roll down and be picked up at the 5-yard line by Robinson. Robinson heads up the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, and gets to about the 30-yard line. Maybe the 25. We'll see where they mark it. again, due to the weather around here, they spend most of the day cleaning the field off. And so it's not marked up very well. I think they've got them right at about the 30-yard line. So, yep, marked at the 30. In fact, before the game, they were painting the field, but the only part of the field they were painting were the outside lines and then the hash marks. So the yard markers you can see going across, but the paint on the field is virtually nil. And the only way to determine where the yard marker is by the orange markers sitting on the sideline. And with the players standing around in front of some of them, it's difficult at times to figure that. So here we go now with the first play of the third quarter on offense for Blackfoot. Craig Young hands it off on the far side. Not much doing there. Good defensive play as Bowen Robinson is taken down for a loss on the play. I believe that was Dylan Peterson coming from his linebacker position to knock him down. So they're going to give him the right back to the 30-yard line. Second down and 10. No gain on the play. Might have been Isaiah Webb over there. So here we go. It's second down. Second and 10. Two wide near side. One far side. One back in the backfield. Next to Young, who drops back, looks, throws. Throws a screen pass to the near side. Pretty well defensed by the Bulldogs this time. And not much doing. Maybe a couple that time as they tried to get it to the receiver number 6, Jaden Whiston. And he got maybe 2. So, wow, they gave him a lot more than 2. They gave him all the way out to the 34-yard line. Nice spot there on for a 4-yard gain on second down. So third down now and 6 coming for Blackfoot. See what the Bulldog defense could do here on third. Craig Young looking over the defense. Got 2 wide, and he's back to pass again, throwing the wide receiver screen. He tries to cut back up into the middle, and it's going to be knocked down. But no, still on his feet as the Bulldogs don't wrap up, and it's a first down. Pass complete to Braden Wright. Wright was, for all intents and purposes, knocked down. One of the Bulldogs gave him the old shoulder hit, but didn't wrap him up. And that is a gain all the way out to midfield. Tough one there for the Bulldogs. You had it stuffed for about a 2-yard gain and then couldn't wrap up the receiver and make the tackle. So just like that, it's a 16-yard gain, and it's going to be a first down right at midfield. Hand off, near side, right up the middle. Once again, Dragan Robinson, not much this time, about 3, but the Bulldogs just can't get off the field right now. Doing a better job on first and second down, but third down has been a problem early. The Blackfoot Broncos didn't even really have to worry about third down, as they were just picking up a big chunk. Now it's on third down where the Bulldog defense has come apart, and it's the short passing game for Blackfoot. They've tried to go deep quite a few times. Haven't really had a ton of success, but the short and intermediate passes have been there. Once again, they throw the screen out on the far side. It's caught, and we've got a pull a flag down. Player's still going inside the 30, juking and jumping, trying to get it all over the place, but flag downfield, and that comes in the spot where it's likely you're going to see a hold against Blackfoot. So instead of a first down, Bulldogs will definitely be taking this, and we've got an illegal block that will come at the 38. So that'll mark them back to just about the line of scrimmage where they played it on second down. And it'll be still second down. And the yard marker guy isn't going to have to move at all. So, it's just about how the yard guy just moved in a foot, but that's it. So it's still going to be second down and 7. After the play and the penalty, Young, 2 wides near, 2 wides far side, ball on the near side hash mark, and the green-clad Broncos heading left to right and towards the southern end. Delayed handoff up the middle. Bulldogs, pretty good job on this one. Gain of 1, and it's going to be third down and a long 5 for Blackfoot. So third and 5. So interesting, Anthony Blackfoot. It came out early, and every pass was a bomb. And since then, they tried to back the Bulldogs' defense up and make them think about deep plays, and now they're throwing a lot of screens and, you know, five-yard hitches with blocking out front. See what they do here on third down at the Bulldogs' 45-yard line.
For all your shopping needs.
8:40 left. Man in motion to the near side. Back to pass. Young throws it. He's got a man wide open. First down and more. 30, 20. He's got a blocker and one man to beat. Down inside the five to the three-yard line. All the motion coming to the near side. Then they throw it to the back out of the backfield. Whisted on the far side. And he rolls down inside the Bulldog five for about a 40-yard gain. And when he caught that ball, there was nobody near him. So a real nice play design there by Blackfoot. And they are knocking on the Bulldogs' door again already. 8:20 remaining here in this third quarter, already 33-0. And Blackfoot looking to get to that and add to it. Run up the middle goes nowhere as they hand it this time to Bowen Robinson. And if it's not Bowen Robinson, it's Reese Robinson or Dragan Robinson. The only one they haven't handed it off to so far is Mrs. Robinson. So 7:40 left in the third quarter here on KSBC in Rock 103. Second and goal for the Blackfoot Broncos. Going with their heavy package, man in motion, handed off once again. And up the middle and driving forward and into the end zone for Bowen Robinson. And Blackfoot goes up 39-0 here in the third quarter of play. So the Bulldog defense still, and they had their opportunities on that. Third down really was a crusher. Third down and long, they had the play stopped. The running back was able to spin out of it, the receiver, and get the first down, and that was the Bulldogs' chance to draw a punt. Extra point is up, and it is good. The flags fly. We've got a procedure against Blackfoot, so that'll back them up five, and they'll try it again. So back 5 yards deeper. We are set for another extra point. So, extra point, Sanchez, kick is up, and it looks like it is going to be good. Sneaks it in, up the left upright. So 40-0 now in favor of Blackfoot. We'll take timeout, and we'll be back with the ensuing kickoff after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli. A meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood. A truly fresh produce department. Your own in-house pharmacy. General everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle. A floral department. Nature's Corner. A quality, natural, organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
The holidays aren't about what you receive. It's about the good you give. This holiday season, P1FCU is asking you to join us in spreading a whole lot of good. Please visit p1fcu.org/season or our Facebook page and nominate a family who could benefit from a special turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Want to do even more good? Of course you do. Stop by any P1FCU branch to drop off food, toy, and coat donations until December 21st. With P1FCU's Season of Giving, you can give a little. That helps a lot.
Back on KSBT and Rock 103 here. Chris Chaffin along with you. It's 4A state playoff action. Swift kick comes up and is loose on the ground. Bulldogs finally pick it up at the 25. Christian Niemela, after it was touched by one of the up and Niemela had to come up and grab it. So they squibbed it right up the middle. The Bulldogs will take over at the 27-yard line. And we'll see what the offense can get going with Blackfoot cruising in this one. 40-0, 7:14 left here in the third quarter. And this scoring update on KSPT and Rock 103 brought to you by Ivana's Restaurante, Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years. Proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Sandpoint girls basketball already in action, practicing, getting ready to start their season. Boys basketball kicking off in a couple of weeks, in fact, 2 weeks from today. First practice, and there's a snap that goes back through the legs of Jackson Pettit. He has to run back and fall on it, and that's another miscue for the Bulldogs. I guess the Bulldog girls will be starting their practice on Monday with Volleyball State going on this weekend. There's a handoff to Kappen. Kappen gets to the outside. He breaks it. He's across the 40. He's across the 50. Kappen, still on his feet, is finally knocked out of bounds. When he gets down to the 35, big run from Braden Kappen, and the biggest play of the game for the Bulldogs on the ground as they'll mark him at the 40. They say he stepped out at the 43. But, wow, what a play for Kappen. So, by far, the biggest play on the ground for the Bulldogs, and they are in Bronco territory. They have had a couple of drives have really had some yardage to them. They just weren't able to finish them off in the first half. There's another run. This time it's Cox who spins, runs hard up the middle. He's got five inside the 40, down to about the 38. So 5 yards of tough running that time from Garrett Cox. And, you know, you start to think here in this second half with the game, you know, fairly far out of reach for the Bulldogs, about some of these Bulldogs who are playing their final game, like Jackson Pettit, Christian Niemela, some of those linemen for the Bulldogs. Back to pass, Pettit throws, and it goes through the hands of Garrett Cox incomplete. Would have been pretty close to first down yardage. It was a little high, but Cox probably should have pulled that one down as Pettit was moving to his left. He tried to get Cox out of the backfield. So third down and 5 now for the Bulldogs. Players looking over to the sideline, getting the signals in from Coach Steelbar. Standpoint. Now get the signal complete. Jackson Pettit claps his hands a couple, three times. Again, fake the handoff on third and short. They give it. In fact, they don't give it. In fact, Pettit keeps it for the fourth time. The Bulldogs run it up the middle on third and short. And this time they were able to get it. So the ball down to the 31-yard line. They move the chain, and the Bulldogs will take over first and 10. Actually, they give them all the way to the 30. So a nice run there for the Bulldogs on fourth down, 35. Another hand off to Kappen, nothing doing. And he gets snuffed out after no gain on the play. Trying to go over the right side, and he hit the hole hard, and he bounced off of one of the players from Blackfoot and tried to go back the other direction, but then was swallowed up before he could get any further. So second and 10, had it back, looking, throwing. Throws it out, and it's caught and dropped as Max Steelbar is hammered as he caught the ball, and he is writhing in agony on the field right now. And what I would only imagine is probably the wind knocked out of him at the best, as he turned to catch it, and he was hit right in the midsection with a shoulder right into his gut as he was trying to turn around. So the third down pass is incomplete. It'll be fourth and 5 as the Steelbar paid the price for that one. Coach is coming over. Uncle walking up to him as they get some attention. He got leveled. It was just one of those plays where you could see it coming as he was had his back turned to the defense to catch the ball. The linebacker coming from the middle just had a full head of steam. And as he caught it and turned around, he got rocked. And he is gingerly wandering off the field on to the far side, getting kudos from his teammates as he got hit pretty darn hard, and seems to be okay now as he's released from the grip of his coaches and walking off the field. And I would just bet that he got the wind knocked completely out of him as he continues to wander off on the far side. Not quite off the field yet, as his gait is a little wobbly over there. So third down now, back to pass Pettit. Pettit runs it up the middle. Pettit's going to be tackled shy of the first down. It's going to be third, fourth down now and five, and Bulldogs will for sure be going for this one on fourth down. Pettit. We are drawing Blackfoot offside, so it's 5-yard mark off is probably going to be just short of the first down as the defensive end on the far side, when Pettit was clapping his hands and then turned to look off to the left towards the sideline. Now they're going to bring in the big man package. Keith Jensen in on fourth down and one. Dylan Peterson in as well as fullback. Snap, hand to Jensen. Jensen rumbles forward for the first down. And going airborne, airborne in quotes, I think, kind of there on that one. He just sort of leaped, like hurtled almost the scrum. But it's a first down for the Bulldogs, who now get a new set of downs at the 20-yard line. Mark it officially the 19, as we're at 3:05 left here in the third quarter of play. It's 40-0 in favor of Blackfoot, but the Bulldogs looking to get on the board. And we are going to be offsides again. At this time, Broncos are sending the blitz, and one of the blitzing linebackers ran into the back of his lineman and pushed him over and pushed his head into the neutral zone. So it's going to be first and five for Blackfoot, who maybe has lost a little bit of their concentration here in this third quarter with such a big lead. So for the second straight week, we've got a running clock in play. Back to pass Pettit, throws it. It's caught by Niemela. Niemela's going to have a first down, steps out of bounds inside the 10. So for the second time tonight, the Bulldogs have its first and goal at the about 8-yard line, this time headed to the north end of the field here in Blackfoot. So first and goal, Bulldogs, Pettit, snap, clap, looking to pass. Nobody's looking at him, so he decides to run. Now he throws, and there's going to be a touchdown caught by Dylan Peterson in the end zone. So Peterson gets the Bulldogs on the board with the touchdown, and a nice play there by Jackson Pettit. Was looking towards Christian Niemela, was going to let it go, but he was blanketed. So he pulled it down, looked like he was going to try and run, but he, as he was running back to his left, he looked up, and there was Dylan Peterson in the corner of the end zone wide open. Bulldogs will try to make it 40-7 with a minute 53 left in the third quarter of play. Peterson waiting the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is no good. Niemela on the hold that time because the Max Steel Bar is out of action. We'll take timeout with a minute 53 left in the third quarter. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff after this on KSPK and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
And we are back on KSBT and Rock 103 as we are bringing you Bulldog football. And it is the kickoff for the Bulldogs. And it is taken on the far sideline at about the 8-yard line. And then up the sideline once again, Reese Robinson. And he returns it out to about the 28. Interesting to see if Blackfoot goes for the backups now, or if they keep their first team offense out there, as we are at 1:47 left here in this third quarter, with Blackfoot cruising in front of the Bulldogs. Well, they got the first team offense out there. This is a playoff game after all, so I expect them to keep them out there a little bit longer. And once again, Craig Young out there along with Dragan Robinson. Robinson standing right next to his quarterback, three wide for Blackfoot, and they hand it off to Dragan Robinson. He runs to the near side, and he's going to be tripped up after a gain of 4. It's going to be 2nd and 6, running to the near side, and tackled by Isaac Webb. Isaac, one of our Sayers Jewelers players of the game this season, and we thank Sayers Jewelers for coming along and providing the player of the game once again, as they have done for years. And we thank all of our Bulldog sponsors, from Yokes Fresh Market on the pregame, from Mountain West Bank on the halftime, Pierce Auto Center for the postgame show, for Jalapenos on the snap page, for all of our scoring sponsors. There's a pass thrown to the outside, caught and run out of bounds by Christofferson. It's going to be close to a first down as they threw that one to Isaiah Thomas. Third down coming up, third and very short, and they're actually going to give him the first down. Yeah, the line judge just sort of nosed that ball a little closer, and it touched the 40-yard line, and that's good enough for a first down. So once again, the Blackfoot offense has been a precision machine tonight against the Sandpoint defense. Bulldog football on KSBT in Sandpoint, Rock 103, KTVO HD2 in Kootenai. Bulldogs, final game of the year as we are nearing the end of the third quarter. In fact, Blackfoot is just going to let the third quarter expire. 46, Blackfoot after 3. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Football season is in full swing, and the Dairy Depot has everything you need for the big game. Whether it's beer, snacks, or growlers to take home, or maybe you just want to grab a burger after a Bulldog game, the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint is your game day headquarters.
Hi, Katie Adams here, Sandpoint High School graduate and owner of Heart Bowl's Food Truck here in Sandpoint. I know how important my education was to my success professionally, the same education that we now risk compromising if the levy doesn't pass. If we want a healthy economic system, we need to support our schools and children, who are the future of our community. Without the levy, our schools lose 1/3 of the funding and they cannot operate fully. Without the levy, we fail our community.
Please vote yes on November 5th, paid for by Citizens for Better Schools. Here at KSBT and Rock 103, our awesome is Sandpoint. Washington Trust Bank wants to help you get your awesome, whether it's a new boat or a new business. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
First and 10 for Blackfoot, and there's the handoff to the near side, and a big hole for Robinson. That time against Dragan Robinson, he gets 9. And it's going to be 2nd down and 1. And that has been a big hole all night long when they've run that sort of just off the outside and to the inside. And there's been no support. And there's been a big hole off to that, whatever side of the field they've been running through tonight for Blackfoot. In the first half, this is about the time you would have expected them to play something deep. But this time, handoff up the middle goes nowhere. And it's going to be short of the first down. Nice job there by Will Treadway. Also, Isaac Webb helping out. And it's going to be 3rd down and inches, literally. Just shy of the 50-yard line, which is the line to gain for Blackfoot here on 3rd down. And with the clock rolling and the 40-6 lead that Blackfoot enjoys, it should be a pretty quick fourth quarter. and the end of a very exciting and fun Bulldog football season here on KSC and Rock 103. They keep it in the hands of their quarterback, Young, who quarterback sneaks it up the middle for about four, had the first down, stepped through the line, and then was tackled after 4 yards. So first and 10 for Blackfoot as they get it to the Bulldog 46-yard line. Bulldogs got their first score on their previous possession. And I want to thank Jay Vandenberg for coming along with us for most of the year. And there's, again, the handoff to the outside to Reese Robinson. Robinson this time is only going to get about 7 or 8. So that's the best job the Bulldogs have done on that play so far this evening. As he's run out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So second down and about 3 coming up for Blackfoot, who will advance, and they will play next week. We'll wait to see who that will be. I think it's another team from this general vicinity of the state. So Broncos taking their time in the huddle and getting out. Again, waiting for the clock to roll down, just letting as much time go off as possible before they snap it. Hand off up the middle, stutter step, and a run just about to the 35-yard line, which is good enough for the first down for Bowen Robinson. So one Robinson is a sophomore, one is a senior, one is a junior. So I'm going to surmise that they're brothers. Here we go on first down now. First and 10 as the ball is at the Bulldog. They'll call us 34-yard line. Up now we've got some new players in there. Looks like backup quarterback Jace Grimmett is running the offense now. So they hand it off to Dragan Robinson. He's not new. He's a load, and he's got about 4 on first down. It's going to be second down and 6. As you would expect, with a 40-6 lead, and the clock rolling now to just about 8 minutes left in the contest, the Blackfoot Broncos are content to keep the ball on the ground, let the clock continue to roll, take their time between plays, and get some players a little extra work, some of the guys who maybe don't get in on a regular basis, and prepare for next week. The Bulldogs will be getting something to eat after the game, I would imagine, and then heading out for the bus ride home. Of course, on the charter bus, it'll be a comfortable bus ride home. There's another run up the middle to Robinson, stuffed out after a short gain. So third down coming up. Dragan, the biggest of the Robinson crew out there, and he gets a couple. So third down and 5 now coming up on this next play for Blackfoot. As the new quarterback continues the tradition of running all the way over to the sideline, talking to the coaches, and then running into the center of the field. Ball at the far hash this time for Blackfoot. And third and long 4 coming up here. See if the Bulldogs can get a stop on this one. Back to pass, they throw the screen out, and it is caught. And driving forward, probably enough for a first down, going to be pretty close inside the 25, down to the 23. That should be good for a first down. Kind of a juggling catch that time by number 4, Braden Wright, but it was good enough for a moving of the chains and a first down for Blackfoot as they keep the football. Bulldogs just have not been able to stop Blackfoot tonight. They have had the answer for whatever the Bulldogs have been trying on defense, and a lot of it has been that screen pass or the play to the outside, run to the outside screen, fly sweep a couple of times, and they've really made a lot of hay to the outside. There's a run by a new running back who gets nothing, trying to run it off tackle. One of the JV guys who's not on my roster, number 42. So second down and 9, they actually give him a yard, which is a spectacular spot since he was tackled in the backfield. But kind of immaterial at this point, as Blackfoot has this one sewn up. So here we go on second down, awaiting. Now another hand fake handoff. Quarterback Keaton, he's trying to get to the outside. He's going to be dragged down outside the 22-yard line, and then a flag's going to fly. See what the flag is about. The flag was not thrown with much conviction by the referee in the backfield. It's going to be a hold on Blackfoot. Bulldogs will take it. Would have been a gain of about 2. So instead of 3rd down and 7, Bulldogs will mark them back. Make it 3rd and long. Back to the 36-yard line. They need to get to the 13-yard line. And that makes it 2nd and 23. By my math, hopefully it's correct, even if it's not nearly as late hour as normal. Just a little after 7 o'clock standpoint time. And so this game will be over 8. So it'll be about 4 or 5 in the morning, about the time the Bulldogs roll in to the high school on the bus after they get things figured out. Clock rolling under 5 minutes now. 4:50 left as the season winds out on the Sandpoint Bulldogs here in southeastern Idaho for a second straight year. It shows the importance of winning that league. You got a lot more chance to win a home game than one of these tough teams from southeastern Idaho that comes pretty tough. There is a gain of about 12. So we've got a 3rd and 11 coming up now for Blackfoot. And again, that was just a simple, pretty much off-tackle run up the middle. Four minutes, 5 seconds, 42-6 in favor of Blackfoot. The scoring update brought to you by the Dairy Depot on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint, with everything you need for the big game, like pop, burgers, snacks, beer, growlers, and more. Stock up for football. The Dairy Depot, we thank the Depot, it's the Rental and Burger Express, and Ivano's Restaurante, being our scoring update sponsors. Another hand up the middle, and a big hole inside the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. The ball carrier on 3rd and long gets the 1st down. So, tough break there for the Bulldogs as the clock gets under 3.5 minutes left in this one, with a chance to make the stop there, and another just off the left side play and a big hole, and that play has worked as well. Almost all the plays have worked tonight for Blackfoot. The only thing they really haven't been able to do that they tried to do was throw it deep. Their deep attempts on the Bulldogs, the best they came up with was a rather dubious pass interference penalty late in that 1st half. Other than that, the Bulldogs have snuffed out their deep throws. But the running game has really been a factor, as the Bulldogs have not had an answer for that. There's the run up the middle that's not going to get too much, as it's snuffed out after a short gain. So 2nd and goal coming up. This one from about the 7-yard line, so give them 2. With 2:45 and rolling left in the game. As the clock winds, the Bulldogs, even if they get the stop here, not going to have much time left, because the Blackfoot has been content to expire out of the play clock, as you would expect on almost every play here on this drive, as they finally come out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage. I'm glad that you've spent some time with us here this year on Bulldog football, and look forward to Sandpoint basketball coming up in the months ahead on 1400 KSBT. Another handoff up the middle, driving towards the end zone, going to be knocked down shy at about the 3-yard line. Keith Jensen a little slow getting up, so 3rd and goal coming up from about the 3. Pierce Auto Center postgame show is coming up due to the length of the distance that we are away from the field and the general freezing nature and of the game and of the temperature outside. We won't have a chance to talk to Coach Knowles after the contest. Hopefully we'll get the stats and have the jalapeno stat page for you. But if not, we'll wrap up the season and look forward to basketball. So here we go on 3rd down. 1:25 left. See if Blackfoot just kneels it or tries to score. No, they hand it off, and they're going to try and score, but they're not going to. It's going to be fourth down. Down to about the one-yard line with 1:13 left and the clock rolling. Is Blackfoot going to try and score on fourth and goal? Up 40-6. So nice job there, I believe, by Brandon Casey again to make that tackle. Maybe it was Treadway. I see the six. Let's see if it was a one or a zero. So here we go on fourth and goal for Blackfoot. They hand it up the middle, trying to get to the end zone. I don't think they are. I think the Bulldogs are going to get the stop. Yep, so the Bulldogs stop them, turn it over on down, but 28 seconds just left in the game as the offense will take over at about the two-yard line. And Blackfoot begins the celebration. There are students on the track ready to join the fun as the heaters are coming off, the crowd's starting to get out. The filmers are freezing. As Sandpoint now going to run maybe a couple of plays to wrap this one up. And then it will be get on the bus and head back to Sandpoint. So Sandpoint now out of the four wides in the backfield. Jackson's headed in his end zone. Hands it to Kappen. Kappen with a nice run off to the far side. Kappen trying to get out of bounds. Not sure that's going to do it as far as stopping the clock is concerned, as they'll run it with the mercy rule in effect unless the Bulldogs call timeout, which I doubt they will at this point. They got a long ways to go. Might see one more play for the Bulldogs. So Pettit, three wide for the Bulldogs near side. Pettit back to pass, looking, throwing, going deep, trying to get it out there. It's incomplete again, trying to go. It's Christian Niemela. And that's it. Game's over. Bulldogs come to Southeastern Idaho and get rolled up by Blackfoot. 40-6 the final. We'll have the Pierce Auto Center postgame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner. And that's what you'll find at Ivano's Ristorante in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari dore. Ivano's has nightly specials and gluten-free options, and house-made desserts as well. Each meal is made with amore. Ivano's is open nightly for dinner, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years. Call and make a reservation today. 208-263-0211. Ivano's Ristorante.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account, only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old powerhouse building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. If you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
All right, and welcome back to the Pierce Auto Center postgame show here on KSBC and Rock 103, which features the Jalapeno stat page and the big stat, 40-6. 6-3 is the way the Bulldogs end their season, and or 5-4. I guess if I do the proper math, it's very cold here, and the brain is starting to fade out on me. So it was a get-go from the start. The Blackfoot Broncos came out and dominated this one, and they won it from start to finish and won it very handily. I was talking to one of the radio guys for Blackfoot here, and this is one of the most complete games that Blackfoot has played, they were saying. So a real nice game from Blackfoot. Bulldogs, a long road trip and a disappointing end to their season, but a pretty good season nonetheless, and some Bulldog seniors who were taking the field for the final time. For Jay Vandenberg, who's been with me all season, doing a great job, and especially for Dwayne back at the studio, who does a spectacular job of engineering the games for us and keeping us on the air and being the troubleshooter when problems come up. It's basketball season next here on 1400 KSBT.